Blog Talk Radio.
This day, born to say, it's Christ the Lord.
Hello, I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. Welcome each of you. Thanks for being a part on tonight. I pray you be blessed. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for tonight, for gathering us here over the air once again. Cause those who need this word to hear this word. We come against a lurking, tiresome spirit of depression, loneliness, and defeat. If there's anyone struggling this Christmas season, dear Lord, send forth your people to act as their representatives of love. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you feel this way and you need to make contact, email me, prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Or you can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. On Twitter, you can follow me at Prolific Fire or on Facebook, facebook.com/Prophetess Stacy. Let's get into the word. The foundational text for tonight comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. And I will be reading from the NIV. The darkness turns to light. Verse 1. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. Verse 4, for as in the day of the Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppression. Verse 5, every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. Verse 6, which is the verse that we're used to, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Verse 7, of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. For from that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And how shall this be done? Verse 7 again of Isaiah 9. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The prophet in this chapter, according to the directions given him, saith to the righteous, it shall be well with thee. If you are under the sound of my voice right now and you are righteous, you are saved, God says, it will go well with you. It will go well with thee. But woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him. If you are unsaved, meaning you do not know Christ Jesus, this Jesus whose birthday we celebrate on Wednesday, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I believe you are the Son of God. And you were born, died, and rose again to bring me forgiveness and a second chance. I need a Savior. I admit I'm a sinner. I renounce my past, the choices, the behavior. Help me to do better. I want to live for you. Amen. Now that we are all saved, what I'm about to decree and declare is for you too. I decree and declare there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. There will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. Your past will not be repeated in your future. Your past will not be repeated in your future. God has shined his light on your pathway. No longer will you walk in darkness, unseen and unknowing. God has enlarged your area of opportunity. God has enlarged your area of opportunity. He has increased your joy. You will rejoice before him because your harvest, because you have more than enough. You will rejoice before him because of your harvest, because you have more than enough. For in days past, you have been emotionally shattered by lack, chaos, and confusion. No more. God has released your burdens. Do you hear me? No more. God has released your burdens, removed the yoke, and broken the bar, the scrimp of the oppressor in your life. No more. God has released your burdens, removed the yoke and the burden, removed the yoke and the broke and broken the bar, the scrimp of the oppressor in your life. Every sacrifice you made will be placed on the altar. And this is my favorite for tonight. I don't know why, but I can feel it in my spirit. Everything that was used against you will be repurposed in your life. Everything that was used against you will be repurposed in your life. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. He was born for us, thank you, Jesus. And the government will be on his shoulders. I decree and declare, your great answer, your great solution is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Everything that has been controlling your life, your behavior, is on his shoulders. No more economic stress. No more economic stress. The heaviness of your expenses are on him. Worry not about this world's failing economy. Worry not about this world's failing economy. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor. He will advise you in days to come. Await his counsel. He's a mighty God. Everything that has opposed you will soon discover is no match for him. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. Somebody's stress stems from the lack of family support, but he's an everlasting Father. He's Prince of Peace. He's Lord over your mind. Nothing can reshape or attack your thinking. Nothing can reshape or attack your thinking. He's Prince of Peace. Therefore, you are centered in peace. As his ability to lead in your life increases, as his ability to lead in your life, not your ability, but his ability to lead in your life increases by permission. How does it increase? By permission. He needs your permission to operate in your life. As his ability to lead in your life increases by permission, government, which is structure and order, and peace, we have no end in the areas that concern you. Establishing and upholding it with justice, fairness, and righteousness, holiness, from this time on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. If there's anyone on the phone that desires prayer at this time, match 1. Online, if you desire prayer at this time, you can text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Gwendolyn, I decree and declare. Lewis, I decree and declare. Chrissy and Patrick, I decree and declare. Black, I decree and declare. Angel, I decree and declare. Emmanuel, I decree and declare. Evangelist Roshanda, I decree and declare. Keisha, I decree and declare. Shauna, I decree and declare. Sandra, I decree and declare. Tracy, I decree and declare. Whitney, I decree and declare. Nikki, I decree and declare. Nichelle, I decree and declare. Shelley, I decree and declare. Antoine, I decree and declare. Chandra, I decree and declare. Patricia, I decree and declare. Jason, I decree and declare. Prophetess Pate, I decree and declare. And you and you and you, all who are listening, I decree and declare that this word will manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus, amen. So be it. If there are no prayer requests, I would just like to thank each of you, every one of you who loves and supports this ministry. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. I love you all more than you know. And this show will conclude as soon as I get my computer to start over and play you a Christmas song. All songs tonight were from Yolanda Adams. I see there's no prayer request, but I thank everybody for being here on tonight. I pray you were blessed. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, and I will see you next Monday, same time, same place. Pray for me. We're having a little problem here. Pray, pray, pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, please let this work, because I really want to play this song. In the name of Jesus, if I can't get it to play, I'll just post it to you all on Facebook and Twitter. Which looks like what I'm going to have to do. Once again, if you all need me, you can look me up on Twitter, Facebook, text me, call me, email me, or whatever. I'm there for you. I love you. God bless you. Good night. I'm just going to hang up, and I suggest you all do so too, because I can't end the show.